pulled out of bounds. As the gun sounds, the game is over. And a great football game, a heartbreaking loss for the Crimson Tide. Frank Mann pulled him out of bounds. The snap from center was a little high. It threw Mike Dean off stride a little bit. Tennessee boys made a good charge, so the field goal attempt is no good. The game is over. The final score, Tennessee 10, Alabama 9. We'll have some final comments in just a moment.
What an electrifying game in the great Alabama-Tennessee series here this afternoon. The 51st renewal of this great gridiron classic. And as the one 2 years ago was a memorable game, certainly this one this afternoon had to be. Alabama had two great chances in the fourth quarter, but the chips just didn't fall on our side this time like they did 2 years ago. In rehashing exactly what happened, we'll give you a rundown on the scoring. All the action really took place in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. Tennessee moved 63 yards the first time they got the football. Richmond Flowers scoring from the one on a fourth down play with 9 minutes and 47 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Spencer's kick was good and it was 7-0. Alabama had a 28-yard field goal from Mike Dean in the closing moments of the first quarter. It was good and the score was 7-3, and it stayed that way through the second quarter and through the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, Alabama moved to the Tennessee 32-yard line but was unable to score. And then moments later, Carl Spencer kicked a 54-yard field goal, which was to prove to be the deciding factor in this ball game. And with 9 minutes and 52 seconds left in the ball game, the score was 10-3 Tennessee. Spencer later attempted a 55-yard field goal with 6:45 left, and it was no good. And then Alabama dominated the last 6 minutes of this ball game. Alabama marched 80 yards for a touchdown, scoring on a beautiful 4-yard pass play that went from Hunter to Sutton. Sutton making a magnificent grab in the end zone for the touchdown, and it was 10-9. Alabama went for the two-point conversion. They failed on a pass play out into the right flat, and it was still 10-9. Alabama had an onside kickoff and recovered the ball, and then Alabama marched down to the 19-yard line. They attempted a field goal with 5 seconds left to play. The snap was a little high. The timing was off, and the kick was no good. And the ball game ended with Tennessee winning by a score of 10-9, a heartbreaker for the Alabama Crimson Tide, a team that came back magnificently in the fourth quarter and again almost pulled it out against Tennessee. But today, Lady Luck smile on the balls, and Tennessee wins 10-9 in this classic Alabama-Tennessee game at Neyland Stadium here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, it was certainly a thriller, and we hope that you enjoyed it. As John Sporty mentioned, as you Tuscaloosa fans, the Crimson Tide team will return home, arriving sometime between 6:15 and 6:45 at the Tuscaloosa Airport. And I know these boys are certainly a dejected bunch in that dressing room right now about being unable to pull it out. But certainly this was a magnificent flaming effort by the Crimson Tide here in the fourth quarter, falling just inches short on two occasions. So that's the wrap-up of this ball game this afternoon from Knoxville. Next week, Alabama against Clemson in Tuscaloosa. There are plenty of tickets available for the game, and we hope that we'll see you out at Denny Stadium. On behalf of Sergeant Burns, Jimmy Jones, our engineer, Bert Frank, our producer, this is Stan Friegel speaking. The final score, Tennessee 10, Alabama 9, and a very pleasant good afternoon from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, oh tender girl. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, oh tender girl.